that trippy.
I thought so.
We can't do anything about it. So just incorporate it. Oh. Invoking the inner friend. Let the buddhi, your mind, welcome all experience, whatever's coming up. Say if there's a worry or a negative feeling, whatever it may be, kind of as an inner friend, that attitude of abhaya, you know, freedom from fear. So those experiences that are coming up are not afraid to be with you. Your attitude is, it's okay, you can be with me. You're welcome. You're welcome to be here. With that attitude, just be present to all of the experiences, internal and external, that are passing through. If you want, you can spend some time working with the little ones inside, saying, does anybody inside have any concerns, anything they want to tell me, anything that you're worried about, let me know. Let's spend a few minutes just doing that to see if there's anyone in the, any little ones in the unconscious that have any concerns. Just welcome them, be with them. if you're working with the little ones or just present to whatever thoughts are passing through, just gently shift your attention to your own presence. When you're working with the little ones, that shift to your own presence while you're with them blesses them with your presence. They're also affected by that, positively affected by that shift. When you do that, the buddhi, which is the inner friend, resolves into the inner friend that is actually your nature. And then the little ones who have that same self for their being enjoy the dominance of that presence. It's also the same with people or situations in the external world. If those type of thoughts are coming through, any issue, any problem, any person that you dislike or have tension with, welcoming them, the situation or the problem, it's okay, you can be with me. Letting the buddhi relax in their presence, in their image, in the presence of their image. Letting your buddhi relax. It's okay, you can be with me. And then gently gently focusing, turning your focus toward your own presence. Which blesses the buddhi and all of its contents. It blesses the images, blesses the buddhi. It brings in that abhayam, the absolute freedom from fear. Shifting your identity to your own presence, just being yourself. Let the mind notice the relationship of your being, of you, all of the experiences that are passing through. as your body and mind deeply relax. Have that inner, that gentle smile on your face. Have all of the murtis, that gentle half smile. Notice the gentle stability of your own presence. In the midst of continual change. Allowing your experiences to be what they are. See if you can just be yourself amidst that. It's as though the buddhi has one foot in the experiences and one foot rooted in you. Resting in you, the buddhi resting in you, engages in whatever way it wants to with the world. But it engages from yourself, not from the manas. It engages as a spokesperson for you. The buddhi is your voice, not the voice of the manas, of the fluctuating mind and emotional being. Continue to relax, just be yourself. If the mind or the manas become dominant, just pull the buddhi back to you. let your own presence fill the mind and body. Your body so relaxed that the contours are disappearing. There is only welcoming to the mind, so it has no stress. Your own being pervading the mind completely. Notice whatever experiences or external sounds that are taking place. Don't touch or change your stillness in any way.